It's a very, 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 very good afternoon, good evening, Sangbonani, Dumelang Abshani, Molweni, Bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, all seven continents in the globe. Welcome to the first episode of 2022. Here speaking is your boy Mlungisi Impela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than the beehive. It's the most significant month of the year. I don't know about the other 11 months, but this one is the most important. Yeah, because it carries so much significance and symbolicness. I'll tell you why later. But yeah, another person who carries such prestige is the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. Too many adjectives, so little time. Skin pigment is becoming lighter. She says it's because she's sitting indoors. I doubt. Oshum, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Mlu. How are you?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah, man, ki pumped up, man.
Like self-plug earlier on, eh?
Lale!
Plugging yourself.
Lale. Lale.
Do the things, boy. Do the things.
Lale. 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 Apart from me plugging myself, you can also plug yourself by being highly interactive with us on the first lap of 2022, and we hope that you're going to be part and parcel of this journey. This year, we're going to be celebrating a lot of things. This year, we're going to be giving a lot of goodies away. And yeah, man, we're going to be highly, highly interactive with you throughout the course of the year. Today, we kick off the year with spicy, with controversy, with all things nice. Oskumi, what are we talking about today?
Today we are asking the old age question. I think this question, second to why did the chicken cross the road, this is one of those questions that's been asked since people learned that they can use their private parts for fun.
Yebo.
We're asking, does size matter?
Yay!
I think this question has been asked so many times in so many different contexts, in so many different ways.
Yep.
But when it comes to sex,
it becomes,
this is one of those questions.
It becomes a real debate, right?
Yeah.
And I love what you said. The context continues to change, right? The question might be the same. Excuse me, but it seems that the context continues to change.
Yeah.
And we decided, look, we could always have an expert, but we wanted to know about y'all.
Yeah.
What do you think? Do this size matter? Don't be surprised that a lot of females send us their voice note, because I think they are always, almost always at the receiving end of such. So they should be the ones that will tell us about size and all those sort of things. Oskumi, off the bat, does size matter?
Personally, no. For me, it doesn't.
Okay.
Listen, you can come pick me up in a Viano. You can come pick me up in a Corolla. Or you can pick me up in a Picanto.
All right.
It doesn't matter as long as we reach the destination.
That's the most important thing.
That's all that matters. Doesn't matter what you drive. As long as we can get there, Adali, I'm happy. So for me, it really doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, let's hear from you. We asked you to send us our voice notes once again, Oskumi. Not surprising, overwhelming response as far as this heated conversation goes. You're going to once again be listening to a couple of your voice notes, and then we're going to be interactive with this particular conversation. Once again, we will be launching officially our WhatsApp line, where people can send us all their voice notes and even maybe contributions to further conversations that we can
have.
Yeah,
you know, that would be super dope if people can tell us what they want us to talk about.
Yeah, that would be super, super dope.
Yeah.
It's super dope. But let's hear from you. Does size matter?
Okay, does size matter during sex? My perspective, size doesn't really matter, because as long as it gets erected and it knows how to make me come and squirt as well, because I'm more of a squirter than actually coming. So as long as it triggers that, then I don't have a problem about it. But another side is size does actually does it does matter, because when I want to gag, like seriously gag. I don't want to pretend like I'm gagging. You understand? So yeah, as long as it's thick and, you know, portable and not having a problem with erection, then yeah, we're good to go.
Okay.
Size, such a controversial topic. But when it comes to size during sex, I think size comes in the eye of the beholder. I don't know any other way to say it, but size is in the eye of the beholder, honestly speaking. Different strokes for different folks, of course, and every girl and guy has their own preferences in terms of size. So some people, okay, like personally, me, myself, and I enjoy quite medium-sized, like, members. I think medium-sized members are grand, and I feel like one, if it's a medium-sized member and he knows how to use it, oh, amazing. Personally, you know, I've had huge, humongous things that didn't know how to use it, and then I've had huge, humongous things that didn't know how to use it. And I still would prefer a normal-sized guy over a big size guy who knows how to use it. So yeah, I mean, size does matter to some people, but personally to me, but it does matter because I want a little dick nigga. Shit, can I make this voice note actually again another time? I have to think of this answer probably. I mean, properly.
Hey, she's. Oh, she thought about the size now.
Yeah, she was like, I know, I'm lying to myself. I am lying to myself, yeah.
Oh, start again.
It matters.
Start afresh. Yeah, start afresh. But, she touched on aesthetics. Is it a thing? If it looks, it must look the part, I suppose. Because we eat with our eyes, right? So, is it a thing? I don't know, in your context.
No. Listen, private parts are ugly looking. I'm sorry. Both male and female. They just both look so weird. So for me, it doesn't matter what it looks like. What can it do?
That is the problem.
What can it do?
Yep.
You understand? I'm going to go back to the car analogy. Yep. You know, there are some cars aesthetically pleasing, beautiful, you know, they've got the right features and everything, but the engine capacity, it can't perform. Whereas you have a car that looks blah,
but it's touching back,
bona, it can perform. So for me, it doesn't matter what it looks like, what can it do?
Okay,
yeah, if I cannot curl my toes.
But I think one of the things we loading a couple more voice notes, right? I think I'll share this later with my full view of it. We've spoken to Dr. Zenda, but also we've spoken to the conversation around penetrative sex. And what people I think tend to forget, sorry, when we talk about size and penetrative sex, only constitutes about 20 or 30% of the orgasm, right? Mm. And I think sometimes we tend to forget, right? So it's not a great deal. Yeah, it's probably the most enjoyable because it's the most practical and the most engaging of all. But I think we will share this later as we listen to more voice notes. But I think have that in the back of your mind, you know, especially as cheetahs. I'll talk to the cheetahs a bit later. When we talk about this insecurity, and we touched on it off air, the ego we attach our manhood with ourselves, you understand?
And
I think then it becomes an issue that we tend to find very difficult to detach ourselves from. So I think later I'll expand on this thought, but really Think about it this way. If out of 100, right, 20 to 30% of the whole experience is based on penetrative. 70% tells me then it's about all the other things, right? Foreplay, oral, fingering, whatever. All those things, right? So we need to, we must admit again that not all of us will be strong on one, right? So we need to then compensate on the other. But we'll have that conversation a bit later when we listen to a couple of more voice notes. It's been overwhelming, Oskhumi. Here's more.
Does size matter during sex? No, for me personally, no, it doesn't. It's more of a, it's not the size of the boat, but the motion of the ocean. Yeah, I think you get what I'm saying. To be more broad about it, it's basically how our bodies vibe together and not just what you bring to the table. Of course, it does play it an advantage. It does play it an advantage because, you know, when you're packing, you're packing. So it is an advantage, but there are people out there who don't know what they're doing with that advantage of theirs and refuse to learn. So, yeah, at least that one.
Sure.
For me, size does matter. To be able to achieve the orgasm that I need. That's why size does matter. I mean, I've had experience with a big penis and a smaller penis, and I'd always prefer the big one. So, yes. Because I would orgasm more with the bigger penis than with the smaller one. So, yeah.
Khumi, can we give that analogy a 100 out of 100?
It's not about the size of the boat. It's the
currency,
the motion of the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, you can have a small boat, and it will withstand. You know, a very angry sea. It will withstand.
Lalela bafethu.
Come on now. I mean, the Titanic hit a smaller than an iceberg, and it sank. You know what I'm saying?
I. Wow. How beautiful is it? And it's, again, I think, you know, another thing that probably contributes to this conversation is, maybe to a large or maybe to some extent, is pornography and also the media as a whole.
I was about to say that, actually, that I blame porn, the porn industry, for men now comparing themselves.
Yep.
You know, because in porn, all of them are well endowed, you know.
Yep.
And so now men are thinking that's what women want. For some of us, it doesn't matter. For some women, yes, it does. You know, I mean, one of the voice notes, she admitted that for her, you know, this is what she prefers. But for some of us, it really doesn't matter. And also, I have a question, like, how do you tell? Like that, unless he's wearing, like, maybe, I don't know, sweatpants or something.
Yeah, you see, I end up saying social media, because if it's about aesthetics, that's the first voice note when we started this conversation, we're going to go with that, then you get these models of Akinyadi tissue and cucumbers, and then it looks like, until then they drop the pants, then it's...
Oh. But why?
You understand? No, because, hence I'm saying, the perception we've created, Oskhumi, is bigger is better. Right? So that's the perception that has been created. That the bigger... And I agree with this previous one. If it's your preference, it's fine. Right? We're not hating, right? But I really... Then you... Be careful what you get, you wish for, then you just might get it. Then you get it, then it becomes how...
Yeah, because I'm thinking now, when, like, you meet a guy, maybe let's say in the club or whatever, and that's your preference, like, you prefer them bigger, you know, and then you meet this nice guy in the club and you're thinking, I'm going to give it up tonight. And then you get home and you find, Yeah, you know, what are you doing in that situation?
Hence I'm saying, guys.
Or do you send him home?
But hence I'm saying, like, I really think that is why some touched on it. I think it's the second or third. This is an emotional thing.
Yeah.
And once you... We're going to talk about how often, I think after this, how often do people need to have sex? And then we begin to then realize just how emotionally vested this exercise is. And hence I kept saying, if penetrative sex constitutes 30% of the orgasm, if you cannot compensate with the one, you can compensate with the other.
Yeah.
I think as guys we need to look at sex and everybody holistically, you know, instead of measuring it by, because sex is not about penetrative sex alone, that is, right? So it's a whole, it's incumbent of everything else. But we'll talk about it more after these voice notes. There's a lot, guys. It's a lot.
Listen, I think size matters, but you should also have a technique. I mean, honestly speaking, you can't have a dweedily bweeps and you're fishering, but the girl ain't feeding nothing. That's sad. That's sad. but yeah, I think size matters. I think it does. I'm not saying it must be a gazanka, but just a normal size would do great with some good technique. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, in terms of answering your questions, first one, does size matter? I would say no. It is definitely a plus, a definite plus, but it's not all that matters because if somebody knows what they're doing, in terms of a guy, in terms of a guy, if he knows what he's doing, then it doesn't matter because you can use everything else to get to where you need to be, if you know what I mean. So, no, size does not matter because everything kind of just gels into the overall experience of sex. So it's not just the size of the person, but it's also what happens during the intercourse. And yeah, I'm getting too technical here, but no, size does not matter.
Does size matter?
Does size matter during sex?
Yes.
Why?
Just for aesthetic reasons. I need to see what I'm working with. Like, it needs to be visually appealing, you know, for me to get aroused. I can't deal with a micro penis.
Yeah,
true. Never have encountered one. I don't want to encounter one. It's just, you know, it's not my preference.
Okay. So, but your main reason is it's more arousing if it's a bigger penis. Let's put it like that. It's actually more arousing.
Yeah.
For me, it's a yes, too. Yeah, it is a yes because I don't know. Because of my sexual preference, it's more satisfying. Mm. Definitely, if the bigger, the better, you get me. And yes, you can have a small penis. Like, you can also have a big penis and not know how to use it, but...
But what are the odds?
What are the odds?
Like, the odds are greater that the smaller penis will leave with zero satisfaction.
Actually.
A bigger penis, you can guide the person, but you can't guide a person into having a bigger penis.
True.
If that nigga has a small penis, it's over.
That's true. That's not a lie. Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. So, you heard.
And how often... Actually,
hey, man, to be cool. So, you can't traffic up the one, but you can traffic up the other.
But I think it goes both ways.
I was about to say.
Yeah, I think it goes both ways. If somebody has a bigger member, I almost said something there. If somebody has a bigger member and they don't know how to use it, You can, you know, show them, listen, this is what I like, this is what I don't like, you know. The same with medium, the same with small.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you can be a tour guide on both processes.
Oh, no, women are always tour guides during sex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because some men get there thinking they know what they're doing.
Khanti?
And it's, okay, maybe not thinking they know what they're doing, but because this has worked for Maggi, Lebumbali in the past, so it'll work for me. No, I prefer something different, you know. So listen to my body and let me guide you so that we are both satisfied at the end of the day, because this is not a performance.
And you always say,
unless you want a gold star, you want me to rate you out of five. And you want a gold star on the forehead.
It's not an Uber ride.
No. You know, we're not out here performing. We're out here trying to scratch an itch and satisfy ourselves.
It's a dance.
You know what I'm saying? So let me lead you in this dance.
I love it. Let's listen to the last batch of voice notes.
Hi, responding to your questions. Does size matter during sex? Well, it's not always about the size. It's about the person being able to use what God gave them. If you're unable, then size is a problem.
Hi. Do I think size matter during sex? I don't think so. I really don't think so, because I feel like one can have a big dick and not know how to use it, and then one can have a small dick and not know how to use it or know how to use it. So I really feel like size doesn't really necessarily matter, but what matters is performance, you know, whether you have a small dick or a big dick, but as long as you can deliver, I think that's what's important. So I hope that answers your question.
Okay, Khum, I think she took the words out of your mouth, finally. You know, it's about Tez taking you to the destination.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter if ki get out of my effing car.
Listen, right now, rejuvenate. If ki nyakwa pulokwane, whether tamaga Tez, whether tamaga Viano, or whether tamaga 3 series, rekofika. The problem comes when now Viano rekofika Kranskop ya staka.
Yeah.
Or even before Karanskop, before you even to there's a problem. Marathazi, I buy pie, I feed them with 120 shot.
And the Viano looked the part.
Bona. Last number.
But you didn't get.
Arafik. You late born, not again. It's not a mela into N1. Before you let Rafika Pitori. Diano ya Clara Batong.
Yetima.
You know. But it's aesthetically pleasing.
Okay.
So hence I say it does not matter what you're working with. Can you work it?
Yeah. And I always say, as we conclude, if the greatest continent in the world, which is Asia, right, has half of the world's population, and according to stats, or according to, I don't know what they use to measure, they have the smallest penises, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where do most of the sex toys come from?
Exactly.
Where do they give...
Maybe you could argue that's why they make so many sex toys, you know, no, to overcompensate. But
that is why they also then give birth at a rapid rate. And you can't have babies if you did not then make them. And there's only one way to make them, right? So I always then say, you know, guys... It's really as she said, right? It's about how you use what you have. To guys, we need to detach our egos with our penis.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Someday, and it happens even on social media, you'll be called out. Right? Because we talk big, we talk macho, we are them it because of, right? And then you make your money, it's fine, that's good, that's fantastic, right? And some guys overcompensate. The money actually saves them, right? But if you've realized, I make a joke, but if you realize trends, and this episode is a classic example. Females, as Osgumi would say, sex is a list, is a tick box exercise. You must be able to fulfill. Right? So if you cannot, and you think you're going to overcompensate by other things, you're going to be in trouble. Mm. You're going to be it's going to be problematic. And I think that's why we're going to always have this conversation around cheating and outsourcing or whatever you call it, right? We need to, as guys, be very frank and say, guys, if you are not as gifted, don't look at, also, I'm not even talking about you comparing yourselves with our African counterparts or what pornography says. No. I'm just saying, if you have issues, right, there are so many things. Men's health, shout out to them. You know, you can go to such places, right? If there's erectile dysfunctions, we're going to talk about those things, right? Because these are things, as guys, we don't want to talk about.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, these pills too, you understand? It must be open. Black females who go and get implants and want to make sure that they... I mean, everybody said, when she wanted to tighten her punani, right? But it's because she wants to do something for her man. And I think as guys, we don't also go that mile sometimes. You understand? To say, okay, you know what? We earn, so you can also say, you understand, can I get an enlargement of sorts, right? Can you get also check if it's not an erectile dysfunction? Let's go see if and the therapy and all the things that need to happen. Because then ultimately, then it jeopardizes, then the age-old question, this which exists now, does size matter, will continue to then happen, Oshumi.
But I think it shouldn't even be a question. Like why are we asking such questions?
Yeah, because we quantify things. I think that's the answer. Everything is quantified in this world.
I feel this question should not even be on the table, should not even be asked at all, you know. You get what you get.
And work with what you get.
And work with what you have. One understand that?
Yeah.
There are some men who, for instance, they like big breasts. You know, there are men who like women with big bums. And it's okay. That's what they're into, you know. And if me as a woman, I'm into guys with big, you know what? It's fine. It's what I'm into. But it should not become a thing.
Yeah.
You know, if I meet somebody and I don't have a big bum, but he likes me either way, then he likes me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There must be a compromise as JP always. There must be at some point. But also I think it's because in our quantifying of things, we then miss things, right? We don't communicate. You said it jokingly and you guide, right? Sex is a two way destination.
Yes.
Right? And sometimes the one is gonna know more than the other. But what we need to, I always say, with females, it's emotionally attached a lot than guys. So it will always make sense that you probably take the lead. And it's nothing wrong, right? It's nothing. Obviously, there will be time when he takes the lead, but sometimes you want to guide because you know what you want, you know what your body wants. And
I disagree there. I think maybe that's why, for me, size does not matter. Because there are no emotions attached. Now when it comes to sex, they are like, no.
Okay, maybe that's you.
Yeah, like, we are here to do a job, arabereke, or fairly, you know. Hence, I never fall in love because he could lay down the pipe. No, I fell in love.
Because that's a physical thing.
Yeah, I fell in love with the person, not because of, you know, he could lay down the pipe. There's some guys that I fell in love with and... they could not, you know. But come on, he was a great guy. You understand? So the emotions, no.
That's you. I think that's you. That's you. I think that's you. That's you. And because that is why you find most of them, then they fall in love. And then all of a sudden they slide. That one I said becomes a call. You start calling, now you start outsourcing.
No, I don't think that's falling in love. That's just
having had good sex, and now you want to have more good sex. But you could not be the kind of guy that, for instance, I want to settle down with. I mean, I've been with guys that I had casual sex with, but then they were not the kind of guy that I wanted to be in a relationship with. No.
Okay.
Yeah, like, okay. And it wasn't even about the size of the penis. No, it was just great sex. And I wanted to have great sex, but not be in a relationship with this person.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think because you have maybe a greater emotional intelligence, maybe it works. Yeah. So, but guys, I think ultimately, as we conclude, it's important to understand that you need to communicate. You need to a large extent, compromise. You need to also, but be honest and say, guys, this is what I like. This is what I want. If it's not vying for you, leave. You know, it does need to be on social media now to say Usbanban XX has a smaller nyana what it, because then it really, then you're not helping.
And you know what, to my sisters out there, let's stop this thing of penis shaming men.
Yeah.
You know, just because now the relationship is sour, the relationship has ended, now you're calling him out. Can we please stop it?
It doesn't help.
Like, that level of pettiness for me is wrong. It's just being petty.
Yeah.
You know. And to men,
ego. And
stop attaching your egos to your man, to your 4-5 sitting.
It's gonna
it's gonna
come back to bite you.
Because honestly, there are some women out there who do not care.
Care a damn.
We don't care how big your penis is. We honestly don't care. So if you're now going to walk into a room with a small one, but you now your ego is bigger than everybody else, like, no, what a bore.
You're not helping.
Like, just calm down. We appreciate
you as a person.
We appreciate even your small penis. We appreciate. Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what we appreciate, and not in small amounts, is you following us on social media platforms, Rumi.
Yeah, no, we still on Facebook, daily, and you can find us, just search Daily Sun.
Yep.
Or tweet us at Daily Sun SA.
Uh-huh.
Or alternatively, find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
That's /Mjolo, and you can get this and many, 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 many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes. Absolutely a big thank you to everyone who contributed to this conversation. And I hope that it sparks a conversation, right? It really, then the conversation as Oshomi ended it. It should not be negative. It should not be petty. It should not be derogatory. It should not be ugly. But it should be to empower one another, because we all have our frailties. We all have our shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the beauty about life. It's in all those insecurities and the imperfections where our beauty lies.
Yeah.
One of the things that we definitely want you to be cognizant of, guys, please make sure that you are strapped. The weather patterns are very funny lately. I mean, like today, for instance, it was really, really hot-ish. Now it's raining.
Yeah.
And it's cold-ish. So you're going to want to call someone. Booty call, perhaps. Please make sure you strapped, everybody. Please make sure you condomize. As they believe, doc, as Oskobi would say.
Be safe out in the streets, y'all. And drink water, ne?
Yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
December fedile.
Detox.
Detox, ange. The beverage, break it 2 minutes. And
yeah.
Drink water.
Drink water. Another thing, guys. Omicron variant is still apparent with us. We are very, very happy and excited that the numbers are really low, but let's keep them there by sanitizing, by wearing our masks, by vaccinating everybody. Please visit your nearest vaccination site for you to get your jabs, your Johnson & Johnson, your Pfizer's. I hear there's booster shots now that are going to be available. There's pills that are going to be available. Guys, whatever you need to do to protect yourself, as I believe. Please! How? We want to remain here. We want to remain here. The economy needs to get going. Jobs need to be created. We cannot afford another lockdown, guys. We can't. Please.
Stay safe.
Stay safe, everybody. Stay absolutely safe. Once again, a big thank you to you. Big thank you to everyone. We wish you the best in 2022. May the Almighty bless all your endeavors, all your goals, all your aspirations. Guys, if resolutions are your thing, they're not our thing. Do you, boo? If you have goals, guys, please make sure you go there and you do and execute. I said in one of my statuses, this is the year of the adjectives. We are doing. We are not talking lip service. We are actually doing. And I really hope that whatever plans that you have include sex goals in this year. Please make sure that you have those and be prosperous.
Lots and lots of safe sex.
Yeah, guys. Please make sure. And we hope that you're going to be enjoying this ride in 2022. Hence, I said we have all sorts of goodies this year that we're going to be giving away. We are looking at our 100th episode very, very soon in the not-so-distance. We are also then looking at the milestone. 100,000 listens and downloads globally. Spread. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. The love and support that we enjoy week after week, episode after episode. And this one, I have no doubt that is going to also attract the numbers. A big thank you to you for listening. It is the most significant month in 2 or 3 weeks' time. We turn the 31 to 32. Gifts are welcome. Everything that is above the pants is welcome, guys.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Anything that's under... Hey, guys, please. Our relationship status is about to change. This is what you're like, Lunyaga. She's doing my piano. This is what you're like. This is what I'm right. This is what I'm relevant. Please, guys. But all gifts are welcome.
Including e-wallets.
Thank you. Once again, a big thank you to everyone. If you see me in the streets, do know this one. It's a boy, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese corp, Muhammad Ali's protege. Oh, like a butterfly pass more than a beehive.
Asiro Chinchine. She's still Rumi Siabi. Still without a cool outro.
It's love and lights, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop.